The Quantum and the Apple Cart. Relativity was such a mind-bending theory that in the popular imagination, it seemed to go as far as physics could go. But this was far from the case. The story of what is real and what isn't took an uncomfortable turn, known as the quantum revolution. This didn't happen totally independently of Einstein's work. A huge amount of knowledge is contained in E equals mc², which applies to phenomena as diverse as black holes and splitting atoms. Yet, in a sense, the most startling aspect of E equals mc² is the equal sign. Equal means the same as, and in this case, energy is the same as matter, or mass is equivalent to energy. As far as the five senses are concerned, a sand dune, a eucalyptus tree, and a loaf of bread, matter, are totally unlike a bolt of lightning, a rainbow, and the magnetism that moves a compass needle, energy. But Einstein's formulation has been proved correct many times over. The same cannot be said of the trouble that ensued from it. By portraying nature as endlessly transformable, with matter possibly turning into energy, E equals mc², as in nuclear reactions, raised the question of how this behavior works. It was realized, to the discomfort of anyone who trusts in the everyday world of sand dunes, trees, and rainbows, that the building blocks of nature, bits of energy or quanta, sometimes behave like energy and sometimes like particles. The most common example is light. When it acts like energy, light behaves like waves. These waves can be divided into wavelengths, which is why rainbows and prisms prove that sun's white light is actually an amalgam of many separate colors, each with its own signature wavelength. But light, when behaving like matter, travels in particles, photons, that are discrete packets of energy. In Latin, the word for how much is quantum, and this was the name chosen by physicist Max Planck, who originated the quantum revolution in December 1900 and won the Nobel Prize in 1918. The term denotes the smallest amount or packet of energy. If E equals mc² implies that nature could, in principle, be reduced to a simple equation, something Einstein believed until the end of his life, his breakthrough with relativity was headed for a collision with quantum theory, whose equations are not compatible with general relativity. This collision plagues physicists even today, and it caused a rupture in the story of what is real and what isn't. The difficulty doesn't sound earth-shaking on the surface. It's simply about big things versus small things. All the big things in the world, from Newton's apple to far-flung galaxies, behave as Einstein's general theory of relativity say they should. But the smallest things, the quanta, or subatomic particles, obey a separate set of rules, which turn out to be quite bizarre, or spooky, to use Einstein's term. We'll get into the details of this spooky behavior soon. But for the moment, the big picture is what matters. By the late 1920s, everyone agreed that relativity and quantum theory were incredibly successful in their own right, and everyone also agreed that the two didn't mesh. The hot-button issue was gravity and its incredible non-linear, curved effects. Einstein had revolutionized gravity by the use of visual images to pose new answers. Besides the image of a body in freefall, mentioned earlier, here's another. Einstein imagined a passenger standing in an elevator as it accelerated upward in a building. The passenger feels himself growing heavier. But since his perspective is confined to the inside of the elevator, he has no way of knowing why he is getting heavier. From his perspective, the cause could be a change in gravity or the result of accelerated motion. Both explanations work. Therefore, Einstein reasoned, gravity doesn't have a privileged place as a force. Instead, it must be included in the constant transformation of nature. Only in this case, what's changing isn't matter into energy and back again. Gravity changes from a constant force to the curvature of space and time, which varies from place to place. Imagine that you are walking across a flat expanse of snow on a winter day. Suddenly, you slip and fall into a drainage ditch concealed under the snow. Quick as a wink, you slide down the curved side of the ditch. You would travel faster than on the flat snow, and your weight increases as you discover when you came to a crashing bump at the bottom of the ditch. In the same way, space is curved around big objects like stars and planets. When light, traveling in a straight line, comes near such an object, Einstein theorized that gravity, through the curvature of space, would cause the light's path to bend. The proof of his prediction in 1919 was tremendously exciting. We'll discuss it in a later chapter. In one stroke, Einstein turned gravity from a force into a fact of space-time geometry. But on the quantum side of the enterprise, physicists still continue to refer to gravity as one of the four fundamental forces in nature. The other three forces, electromagnetism and the strong and weak nuclear forces, have been observed to behave like light, sometimes being wave-like, sometimes particle-like. But for decades, no one could find gravitational waves or the gravity particle, already named the graviton. Therefore, the confirmation of gravitational waves in late 2015 was tremendously exciting news. Einstein's general theory of relativity had predicted such waves, amazingly enough, although no one at the time had any inkling of how they could be detected. Even with highly sophisticated modern technology, detecting gravitational waves seemed impossible because of their weakness. In simplest form, we can envision the Big Bang sending ripples through the fabric of space 13.7 billion years ago. And yet attempts to detect these waves always ran into problems. Background radiation causes interference, for one thing, which meant that pinpointing a gravitational wave would be roughly like dropping a pebble into a stormy sea and trying to single out the disturbance only it made. Then a project named Laser Interferometer Gravitational Wave Observatory, LIGO, was funded with the ambitious goal of building gigantic 2-kilometer measuring devices calibrated to within 1/1000th of the radius of the nucleus of an atom in order to capture the signals of gravitational waves from cosmic sources, which didn't have to be the Big Bang. Gravitational ripples could be caused, theoretically, by immense cataclysms in outer space,